We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B, R-O-T-P-O-D, here in ABQ. And I don't know if you heard a little coughing in the background, but you know him as my man, my boy, DJ Problems. How's it going, buddy?
Yo, 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 Mr. B.
Yes, sir, he's back. Episode 82 in the house.
It's yeah, my man, we're ready to go.
Yep, yep. How you doing? How you doing, brother?
I need fucking William Shatner, brother. William fucking rescue 911.
Get him over to DJ's house, man. I made a mistake at the beginning. It's 83. We're number 83. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yeah, my boy, DJ P, is here at Rock Pot Studios with me. And we're just going to roll off track like we always do. And good to hear your voice, buddy.
Dude, it's good to hear your voice, my man. I fucking missed you, dude.
Golden mic, brother.
Dude, the golden mics unite.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I just want to say, get out of the way real quick. Some people have been asking about you, and I just told them that ROTPOD is still Mr. B and DJP, and he's not going anywhere. He's just he'll be back and stand right beside you, buddy.
Yes, sir. For those of you who've been asking about me and stuff, and of course, Mr. B, first and foremost, too, man, I've been just working a lot, just trying to get my finances straight, you know what I mean? Starting to get older, starting to have to buy a house and fucking get myself situated, you know? So,
yep.
Trying to do that, establish the business. I've been writing some music, bro. I wrote this fucking reggae tune. And I've been really listening to like a lot of fucking reggae, dude, and just like Steel Pulse, Revolution, just like fucking really good fucking bands, man.
Yeah.
And I just busted out this fucking dope reggae track today. And it's still in the works, but I'm so excited about this because I've never written anything like this before. I haven't released any of my fucking music. So this one's just going to be just kind of for from feeling, man. This is just a freebie. I'm gonna put it out soon. Not gonna put a date on it. Not gonna rush it. I'm just gonna hang out, inform you guys of it, and I'll put it up soon, dude. It's really fucking cool. It really gets me grooving, man. It's just a real fucking groovy track. I really want everyone to hear it full on instead of just through a fucking video, because just videos don't serve justice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So doing that, and I'm excited, man. Still working on the fucking EP, still trying to get that done. I don't have as much time to work on it, obviously, because I've been just working so much, but still trying to get it done. I'm still looking forward to September 30th, brother, or October 31st, I'm sorry. But it is coming.
It is coming, yeah. Cool, man, yeah.
So, yeah.
Staying busy, right? Staying busy?
Yes, sir. That's what I've been doing, brother.
And like we tell everybody, yeah, stay busy, keep your heads up, follow your heart, and just do what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Cool. And tech, movies, games. Did you get to watch anything, buddy?
Dude, I've been really watching a lot of fucking movies, man. Mr. B, have I got some shit to discuss with you, sir? I have not been falling back on my shit. So, I watched Capote. Capote.
Uh-huh.
It's a fucking crazy movie, dude. Crazy fucking movie. The Garden State. I don't know, man. It's like a fucking chick flick. I don't know what the fuck. But it's a good movie, dude. Nonetheless, it's a good movie.
That's with Philip Seymour Hoffman, huh?
I believe so. I seen The Great Zohan with Adam Sandler. And holy fuck, let me just tell you how bad of a movie that is. Like, it's the fucking most homo movie ever, bro. Fucking, I don't know what he was thinking. But I seen The Garden State. I seen Don't Mess with the Zohan. Fucking crazy ass fucking weird movie. fucking
a lot of Netflix. You watching a lot of Netflix?
No sir. Capote with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that, and he passed away, didn't he? He died, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So that was crazy to see him in that movie and to recognize him. I was like, holy shit, man, that was, what a crazy movie, dude. Detroit Rock City, fucking dope ass fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know, gotta, you know, say a little silence for, Robin Williams, you know, for his, unfortunate passing. You know.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace, brother. And in memory of him, I seen Dead Poets Society, unfortunately, the day that he passed away. So it's kind of weird. Spinal Tap, crazy fucking movie, old school classic, good shit. Of course, watch Terminators again, you know, Rise of the Machines and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude, I've just been watching so many movies, Mr. B.
That's pretty good.
Shit. Rush Hour 2, of course, again. Fucking Day After Tomorrow.
One of the shows that we got into was on Netflix was The Killing.
Ooh. Is it good?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that that came from Netflix. You know how like the I still haven't finished House of Cards, but it's, you know, like Netflix made House of Cards, so Netflix made this one, The Killing.
Nice.
And it's pretty good. It's just the murder, and this lady, she's just trying to solve the murder with her partner, and you just get into it, man, because it just leads. Clues and evidence, it just leads to other people, and it's crazy. You just want to keep watching and follow and see what happens. So I'm not finished yet. We're on the fourth season, and it only goes to four seasons. So we've been binging on The Killing on Netflix.
Yeah.
And that one, remember, Rot Pot Stars, I give that one like 4.5 out of 5, buddy.
Damn, that many, brother.
Yes, sir. It's a good one, man. It's a good one. That was recommended to me by a friend from work.
Fucking A.
So I started watching it, we started watching it, myself and Mrs. B, and we just got into it, and we're just about finished, so we just can't wait till the end.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And you said that you finished House of Cards, right?
I did, man. It was fucking crazy.
So that one, I still need to finish that one. So
At the end, you're going to be like, what the fuck, man? Fucking homeboy's like, welcome back, motherfuckers. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what the fuck, yo?
Yeah.
It gets fucking filthy. And you know what, Mr. B? I done forgot about House of Cards, dude, until you just reminded me, man. And I'm pumped, dude. I'm gonna watch it again because fucking it was evil, man. Shit was getting twisted. And I was like, god damn. It was like knuckle biting shit. I'm like, god damn.
Yep. Yeah. Netflix is doing pretty good. I'm making their own TV shows.
Fucking A, man. They're gonna take it. They're gonna take HBO out, bro.
HBO. I think that's one of the things they were saying was people that they're outdoing HBO by viewers.
Oh, I bet. I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah. So yeah, man. It's these TV series just grabs you and just like, oh snap! You don't expect these things to happen, but it's pretty good, man. It pulls you in.
You know why that is, bro? Because it's played every week. You only get one 30-minute session of shit. And then it's like, dude, if somebody can write something really just like grasping.
Yeah.
And fucking like, just like mind-blowing and just like sucks you in to the point where you're like, oh, man, fuck. We're going to be here for a while, you know? Like, we might invest in the fucking T-shirts. We might go fucking check shit out at the movie theater. You know, we're really going to get into this. So, I mean, some of them are good, dude. Some of them are good. So that sounds good. 4.5 stars, brother.
Yes, sir.
Fucking A.
Yep. And just real quick, Mark, what were we going to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Over the weekend, number one, number two, and number three. Number one is Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. How'd you see it?
28 million. Yeah, we watched it.
Is it good?
We like it. But it's not as we think the very first one is better than this one.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought, man.
Yeah,
I just don't think that a fucking turtle should be a transformer, and neither should Shredder. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, if you think Michael Bay and Shredder, then you kind of think Transformers, right?
Boo! No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking being a hater right now, dude. It's a good movie. It looks like a good movie. I haven't seen it. It looks like a good movie, but dude. That's like trying to bring the fucking Power Rangers back and then just like totally fucking it up. Like, I could see the Transformers and the Power Rangers getting together. And now that I say that, watch there, a fucking movie will come out like that. Listen to my fucking words, folks. That was me first saying it. The Power fucking Rangers are going to be Transformers next. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it could be a good movie, brother. I haven't seen it. And if you said it's good, fucking dude, I'll take your word for it. Because, I mean, you got a pretty good judgment with flicks, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's good action flick. And just like you grew up with the Turtles, it's just the same old Turtles and their humor and their fighting. So it's pretty
fucking
good.
Fucking A.
But nothing beats the very first one when they're in their rubber costumes.
Man, I still got it on VHS, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe before you watch the one in theaters, you could pop that one in and get a refresh on it.
I actually watched it not too long ago, man.
Oh, okay.
And they were they're the ninjas would come out, and then they had that fucking one Asian dude that was like the master. And he wasn't Shredder, but he was like the fucking underboss, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that bald guy?
Yeah, the bald guy, and he was always like, "Oi! Oh, hey! Oh, yo!"
Yep. And then the second one was with Vanilla Ice, remember?
I didn't see the second one, man. You didn't see the second one? Dude, I keep it real. I keep it real fucking 90s, bro. I swear to God, I keep it fucking 290s, man.
If you want to see a little dance video with the Turtles and Vanilla Ice, you got to check out the second one, buddy.
Oh, shit. You know what? I think I did see the second one, and it's still like the first one, right?
Yeah.
It's still got them like as they are in the first one.
Yeah.
I think I have seen that one, bro.
Oh, okay. Yep, Ninja Turtles. I can't remember.
Yep, Ninja Turtles, brother.
And then number two, Guardians of the Galaxy with $25 million. And number three, Let's Be Cops with $17 million. Did you see the previous two Let's Be Cops? No, it's pretty good where these guys pretend to be cops and they go out in the night and they just do the stuff that they, you know, like if you were pretending to be a cop, they do all these crazy stuff throughout the night. I do want to watch that one because it does look pretty good.
I'm gonna have to check it out and look at a trailer.
Yep. And speaking of Let's Be Cops, and last episode, we had a guest, Steve from Brewpod.
Oh, shit, Mr. Pete.
Yes, sir. He was on, and we talked about this Let's Be Cops. And one story that I want to bring by you, because we last episode, we mentioned, only if DJ was here, he'd really bang on these guys. But check out the story. In a different country, there's these parents, mother and father. They took a selfie too close to the cliff, and they ended up falling down to their death.
Oh, okay, let me just ask you first. Let me just ask you first, brother. What did Mr. fucking Steve Pizzle have to say about this?
He didn't really bash on them, because you know I'm used to you, and I'm used to what you're about to say, and I just started laughing. But he was just keeping it real. But then I brought up just like real quick, like, man, only if DJ was here, and he would really bash this couple.
That's unfortunate, my man. Fuck, dude.
I mean, it's sad and all that, but I mean, you take a selfie just to get a good picture right on the edge of the cliff, and you fall to your death, and they left their two kids too.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Dude, they should have had their fucking kids take the picture, man. Yeah. Hey, if you really want to make it happen, we could talk. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Get your kids in on it. Let's take a selfie together. Let's get real close to the fucking edge. We'll go. We'll get the good shot. Everybody can see you at school. Put you up in the front row.
Yeah.
No, that sucks, though, dude. That, fuck, man. I mean, look at how, you know, somebody could be not paying a fucking attention, you know, and unfortunately, damn, dude, you know, not putting attention and not making a wise decision could potentially be your downfall, dude. It could be your end. That sucks. Honestly, I mean, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be, you know, and that's crazy. I was thinking about taking pictures at the top of the mountains and just like getting really, really fucking close to the edge. But I wanted to have somebody take a fucking picture of me. Me, not necessarily me taking the fucking picture, because I thought to myself, well, you know what? That's too many things fucking happening at once.
Yeah.
And this dumb motherfucker right here might slip and fall, and I might make a dumb decision. You know what I mean? I might not make a pimp decision. So it would be best if somebody else shot the fucking photo. But yeah, then, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, man, like, what if a gust of wind just fucking so happened to blow by and I fucking get thrown off that shit and died in my death?
Yo, see,
I might not do that, but then again, you know what? I might. I just might, just to test fate, bro. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know,
crazy. Selfie,
right? Fucking shit.
It's for Facebook. Facebook it.
You know, right? Sending a post of you falling, and then it just gets there. You're like, oh my fucking god, no way, dude. No way did this fucking friend of mine just die. And it's like, yo, this is the last video they took before they fucking passed away. And you're like, snap. What the fuck, dude? Holy shit. That's oh my crazy. God.
Yep.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. And that sucks, man. Unfortunately, man, dude, that sucks. The poor children, man, they're gonna lose their. They lost both of them, right?
Yeah,
Dad and the mom.
Yo.
Damn, man, that sucks.
Do you think when they grow up, they say, hey, how did your parents die?
They fell off a cliff taking a fucking picture, bro. Fucking holy shit. They'll be like, no fucking way. Did they get the picture? Was it on there before they died? You're like, no, nigga, shut the fuck up. No. My mom and dad died, dog. They wasn't trying to take no fucking picture and put it online before they died. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Quit picking on me.
Don't be picking on me, man.
crazy. Cool.
That's fucked up, dude. I mean, I hate to laugh about that. But my heart goes out to him, man. I mean, yeah.
Every time you're about to say something, I just hear you laugh, man. Say it again. Say something serious.
Condolences.
Oh, glad you're back, DJ. Glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, my man. It feels good to fucking get these laughs out, dude, because I haven't laughed like this in a minute.
Oh, yeah, cool. Flappy Bird 2 is back. Or it's not back, it's here. Flappy Bird 2, but this time it's vertical.
Is it free?
It's not going to be free. It's going to be, I believe, 99 cents.
That's not bad.
Android and iOS. So instead of going horizontally left to right by tapping, you're going to be going vertically. You're going to be like flying up in the sky, and you're just going to be dodging things while flying up. So just a simple game, but you know, probably these people will be getting into it and losing their jobs and messing up their marriages.
Yeah.
Flappy Bird 2, it's coming. And
messing up their marriages. I thought to myself just now, oh man, dude, I want to be fucking happy and married, yo. I wish I wasn't all fucking single and lonely.
It's alright, buddy, it's alright.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't have fucking time for myself even, bruh. Fucking much less a relationship. But really, though, I would like to fucking have a nice relationship. Yeah, maybe one day, dude. Maybe fucking one day. Maybe not. Maybe never.
Maybe.
I'd be a fucking old, lonely fucking man with a bunch of dogs instead of cats. Instead of cats? I can't do the fucking cats, dude.
Bunch of dogs in your house and outside, huh?
Nah, I'll just have like four or five fucking vicious-ass pit bulls, dude, and I'll sit on the porch and yell at kids.
Get off my sidewalk.
Hey! Have the dogs fucking ripping around on the leashes.
Hey, yo. You'll be known as the old guy, the mean guy.
No, I'll be the nice dude.
With pit bulls?
No, I'll just be out in the middle of fucking nowhere, dude, so I can't be fucking bothered. Oh, I'm just fucking kidding, dude.
Yes, sir.
Hell no, bro. We got to make it happen. We're going to have some parties. I'm going to be partying until I'm an old fucking man, dude.
Yep, yep. And when you're getting the word out about those parties, you might want this Sprint family promo that lets you share 20 gigs of data for $100 per month.
Damn, that is exactly what needs to happen, bro.
Yep. So exactly. For two people, $100 a month, 10 gigs. And then they're saying an additional line is $15 extra.
Well, fucking A, man.
And it says you're going to have to do it between August 22nd and September 30th to get this deal. Sounds pretty good, huh? 10 gigs of data.
I'll tell you what's better.
What's that?
Get a fucking iCloud. Just iCloud? No, that shit ain't the same. It don't work the same as that. You can't get an iCloud for your data fucking plan.
Okay, like just using the cloud?
Yeah, I was just fucking around. I was just joking.
Oh, okay, okay. And here's another competitor, Verizon, now offering $60 plan with 2 gigs of data.
Hmm.
They haven't really advertised this that much, but they're starting to get the word out. And one place that you get the word is from RockPod, right, buddy?
You know it.
$60 for 2 gigs of data. Then yep. Each additional gig is $10 extra.
So, you know, it's funny. These fucking assholes charged me $1,000 for my fucking phone. And they're charging me fucking twice as much for an unlimited fucking plan like this. So that makes me just want to be like, hey, Verizon, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
You suck anyways. Your fucking service wasn't any good anyways. But guess what? I'm going to pay that shit back. I'm just kidding.
So, like, you like this the same plan? If you were to get it now, you were paying way more than this.
Yeah, I was paying twice as much, if not fucking more.
Yep.
So fuck you for doing that shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, that's bullshit. How the hell is that? When people have been fucking loyal customers for fucking 10, 15 plus fucking years, and then you turn around and do some shit like that, I think that's bullshit. They should offer that to the fucking people that are, they should just give it to them. Do not even fucking offer. It's like, yeah, hey, that's right. as a fucking thank you for us to like saying a thank you from us. Here you guys go. Here's this fucking $60 plan that you'll be put on. And if you have a fucking single line, bam, there you fucking go. And it's like, really, like, dude, put back into the fucking community because you charge fucking people an arm and a fucking leg anyways for this shitty ass fucking service. Just saying.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
And it's a good thing that they're doing this is just because of the competitors. And one thing that kickstarted this was T-Mobile. You know how they're trying to get a lot of they're offering their customers a lot of stuff.
Most of the time, dude, I'm not even gonna lie. T-Mobile, they did treat the customers fucking pretty all right, man.
Yeah.
They did. They were fucking on top of their shit. When something happened, they were fucking right there to fix it. Hey, let's fucking work it out. These motherfuckers just sit there and pick their fucking balls, dude. Not even lying.
Yep, yep. So, thank goodness for competition.
Whoop they ass, comp.
T-Mobile, Sprint, do it. Be the better people. Be the better company. And Xbox One is getting an update. And this is just a little update saying that they're going to be offering, download update is going to be, you'll be able to play a bunch of different video formats. So like AVI, VOB, MPGs, MP4s, just different types of video formats.
What about JPEG?
JPEG, they'll probably be able to view those also. JPEG would be pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and that's Windows.
Yeah. So, and the one thing that they're saying is they're the way they're advertising this is Xbox is going to be what was that word called when they pirate movie pirates?
Yeah.
Just because there's a bunch of video different types of video formats out there and. You don't really get to play these type of formats only on your computer, so you could just put these videos on a disk drive and hook it up to your Xbox One and it'll be able to play. So that's one of the things that I think they're trying to get to people, just so they can buy an Xbox One.
Oh man, dude, I'm stuck in between getting the One and the Four. I don't know.
The PS4 just reached 10 million sold, buddy.
Damn, bruh. That's killing it.
That's yep. And the one game that I'm playing right now is what was it called? I can't even think of it right now. Fusions. I could think of it. That's it's a motorcycle game. Trials Fusion.
The one where it's the dirt bikes and you fucking like you have a little dude and you have to do all those crazy stunts and shit?
Yeah.
That's a dope ass fucking game, dude.
Yep. And the first one that was released was just called Trials, so this one's called Trials Fusion.
Dude, that's a badass game, dude.
And one thing that's pretty cool about the PS4 and probably the Xbox One is too is just you can live stream your videos. So you can view that on like Twitch and just watch other people playing. So part of the time I was watching other people play. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good app. You download or it's already on the PS4. You just open up the app and you see a lot of people playing games.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So that's one of the games that I was watching play, and I was also playing it because I got that game Trials Fusion.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good. One thing that I've been listening to is the new Godsmack. You like Godsmack?
You know it.
Yeah.
Does it sound good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I think they're coming in the end of September. They're coming to Albuquerque. Nice. This next story, they're gonna crowdfund this research that they're gonna do. But these scientists, they want to launch a dart toward Mars, and this dart is gonna land inside their Mars and see what they're gonna find underneath the ground on Mars.
Hell yeah, dude!
Can you see that pic?
So is it gonna stick in the ground once it hits there?
Yeah, so it's probably just gonna just go dart off into Mars and as fast as it can and try and go as deep as they can inside the ground.
Dude, we're wasting fucking money, man. I'm sorry to say that. Like, it's cool to research and shit.
Uh-huh.
But, man, we got other shit to fucking do on this world, like fucking pollution and fucking global warming instead of sticky fucking shit on Mars, dude. And they spent a lot of fucking money on that, dude. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're going to do $250,000 to test the prototype here in New Mexico.
They're going to spend $250,000 to do this.
They're gonna try a prototype. Yeah, and they're gonna try it out in the desert. It doesn't say which desert here in New Mexico, but it does say
probably White Sands.
I was gonna say that somewhere like out there where it's military secluded. Controlled.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
That fucking kind of that just dude. Lately, I've been fucking trying to just like really think about my impact on the fucking Earth. You know what I mean? Like. Eating healthy, fucking recycling, fucking cleaning up after my fucking self, dude. Not fucking using so much water, not using the nasty fucking water that we have here, dude. You know what I mean? Like, just other ways of doing shit besides all these fucking companies and shit. McDonald's, Walmart, fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two worst things. But I just feel like, dude, that's a fucking huge waste of money. Like, yo, we have some huge fucking problems and they're wasting it on fucking shit like this. It's cool, dude. No doubt. It's like really fucking awesome, dude. And like, I would love to see shit found on other fucking planets before I die. But dude, that's not the most important fucking thing right now. Like people are fucking jobless. People need fucking money, dude. There's kids that don't have a fucking place to live and eat and shit like that. And like people are on the fucking streets. Like, dude, turn around and fucking do good for that fucking shit. Not for fucking another planet that's fucking light years away or whatever the fuck, dude. I don't know.
And
that's like, just me. That's just me, brother. You know, personal opinion.
Yeah. And it's going to be crowdfunded. So, you know, somebody out there that likes to do that, they should try and crowdfund something and do something for their community and stuff.
Dude, Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's plenty of fucking kids there and adults and whatever that will fucking gladly fucking appreciate the fucking impact you made on their life for that little bit before they fucking go on. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fucking places, dude. There's lots of fucking organizations that I guess are around to help people and maybe not, but fuck, dude. I would like to see my money go to good use and to fucking help people and make a difference, dude. Whether or not it's one person or a fucking million people, every fucking person is still the same to me. You know what I mean? Every person deserves to fucking be treated with respect and just like helped. instead of like, I don't know, wasting money on other frivolous shit. I don't know, dude.
Yeah. And there is a place, I think here in Albuquerque, it's called the Storehouse. That's where they have the donations of food, and they feed people. Yeah, so that's one of the ones here in Albuquerque. It's called Storehouse.
Hey, so whatever happened with that story about the fucking that reservation, dude, with the food that was lost?
Oh yeah, there's no update on that, and I don't know. Maybe they didn't really make a big deal out of it or anything like that. And there's nothing on it. Yeah,
that sucks.
Yes, sir. And speaking about saving and conserving a life on Earth, Australia, they're actually they have a huge success of using a solar power on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
So they've actually get more power from the solar panels rather than using coal.
Let me ask you this, my man. What does life use to survive? What does everything live off of here on this earth?
What does everything live off of this earth?
Yeah, what does everything use to survive on this fucking earth? What is the main ingredient that fucking powers this fucking place that we call fucking the world?
I don't know. What is it?
The sun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why the fuck are we trying to fucking imitate sun when we have all this power for fucking free and all these people are just fucking sucking it out of these power plants and fucking polluting and all this bullshit and spending money on fucking solar power and shit like that when, I mean, you could use the sun, dude. You know?
Yep, yep.
Go outside, get your fucking hands dirty or whatever the fuck, and maybe they could use solar power for other shit, like, I don't know, whatever the fuck else they use it for. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just talking a bunch of shit, right?
And real quick, DayZ, it's a game, it's coming for PS4, and you'll probably be interested in this. It's a multiplayer open world survival horror game. It's called DayZ. It's just another zombie horror game. Would you be interested in that?
A horror game?
Horror game, buddy.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up, up, shoot 'em up.
Yes, sir. And we got a question from a listener, buddy.
To me?
Just to the Rot Pod.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's another cell phone question. I guess it's the right time. The right topic that since they sent in this question. Which cell phone service do you prefer?
Oh, none. Shit, man.
None?
I'm at odds with all of them, dude. I don't like phone. You know what? Comcast landline service fucking rocks when it works.
Oh, yeah. It's all nice and clear, huh?
Nice and crystal clear, brother. And you can talk for as long as you fucking want. You know what I mean?
Yo.
I don't know. What about you, Mr. B?
Well, the service that I'm with now is Verizon, and I would prefer Verizon just because when I go back toward Gallup, to visit my family, the Verizon service still works out that way.
Yeah, and the other ones don't.
Yeah, the other ones don't. I think AT&T is starting to expand more. So I know a few family members that have AT&T. So I think now today, this like today, since the companies maybe expand their towers elsewhere, maybe I would try something out, see if everything works out there. So, but for now, as far as I know, I would still use Verizon just because when I go out there, it still works pretty good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any new games you've been playing, DJ?
I've been playing a lot of Battlefield. In Grand Theft Auto, and hey, I should have fucking thought about this a long ass time ago.
Uh-huh.
But if any of the listeners, if you guys want to fucking request me as a friend on PlayStation,
uh-huh,
please send me a message inside there that says, hey, I'm one of your listeners. Fucking instead of like, I get like these random ass little fucking idiots that, I mean, I'm so, excuse me. Before I step on my fucking own toes, I get a bunch of friend requests that I just really wouldn't want to get. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
From little punk kids. You know what I mean? Whether they want to fucking send me hateful fucking messages or some dumb shit, I don't care. I don't answer to the requests. So if if you guys threw me a friend request on the PlayStation and I didn't respond to it, send me a message, be like, "Hey, idiot, I'm a fucking listener, one of your listeners or whatever," and I'll be like, "Oh shit, cool, fuck yeah, let's link up." And I've been meaning to say this for the longest time, but just slips my mind every time we talk. So, if you're a listener and you want to get down, I'm down. Send me a message, though, please.
Oh, yeah. And pretty soon DJ will have the PS4, right?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to do that right now.
Oh, yeah. He's ordering it right now off of Amazon.
Yeah.
Cool. DJ Baking Problems back in the business.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Yes, sir. Speaking about back in the business, we're going... 83 is out, buddy.
83 is out.
Yes, sir.
No shit.
So, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Up or down?
Oh, man, I'm staying lifted always, so I gotta say up.
Yeah. Yo, DJ.
Yeah, Mr.
DJ Baking Problems. Any last words?
Shit. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And you know what? You only get one fucking chance. Make it count. Thank you.